This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Thumma ba'du, my dear brothers and sisters. The topic of today's lecture is back to basics. In my consulting practice, especially when a company is in trouble, I advise them to examine the fundamental decisions they make. We call it back to basics. I was speaking to a friend of mine who was an instructor and examiner for fighter pilots in the Indian Air Force. I asked him what a fighter pilot is taught to do if he gets into trouble and is in danger of crashing. He told me, we tell them, go to the manual. So I said, go to the manual. I had these visions of this guy who's in a tailspin hunting to find where the manual is. He said, no, it means do an instrument check. Now the fact is that an instrument check is the first thing that is done, and the aircraft does not take off unless everything is working perfectly. So why then another instrument check in midair? He said, that's the only way we know. That's the only way that we can know what is wrong. We can't do a physical check in the air, so instruments are all we have. So the pilot goes back to the instruments, back to the basics. What are the basics? The first of the basics, the most fundamental basic of the basics, is attitude. An attitude of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, as demonstrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sunnah, the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is the fundamental basic, which is to be submissive and submit ourselves to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to follow Islam fully, not partly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ وَلَا تَطَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Which means, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, O you who believe, enter perfectly and completely and totally into Islam. Obey all the rules, not only some of them. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is your clear, plain, evident enemy. The ayah addresses the believers and tells them to enter Islam fully and warns us against following in the footsteps of shaitan. What is the meaning of following in someone's footsteps? Whose decision is it to follow? Can you blame the one whose footsteps you decide to follow? Following in the footsteps of someone means that that person whose footsteps they are is not present. Otherwise, Allah would have said, Jalla Jalaluhu, do not follow. He would not have said, do not follow in the footsteps. To follow in the footsteps means that the decision is ours, and so is the responsibility. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that on the day of judgment, shaitan will declare, بَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا خُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَوَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِيِّ إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, told us in Surah Ibrahim, and shaitan will say, when the matter has been decided, when the people of Jannah have been assigned to Jannah and the people of Jahannam have been assigned to the Nar, when the matter has been decided, Allah shaitan will say, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you a promise of truth. And I too promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you except that I called you and you responded to me. Wasawis, I suggested and you accepted my suggestion. So do not blame me, blame yourself. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me as a partner with Allah. Associating shaitan with a partner of Allah by obeying shaitan instead of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, there is a painful torment for the zalimun, the people who do zulm, the transgressors, the oppressors, the criminals, the polytheists. Narrated Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, a man with unkempt hair from the people of Najd came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a tribal Badu Arab. We could hear him talking loudly, but we could not understand what he was saying until he came closer. He was asking about Islam. Rasulullah said to him, 5 prayers in each day and night. The man was a Muslim, he's asking now what more. Rasulullah said to him, 5 prayers in each day and night. He said, do I have to do anything more? Nabi said, no, unless you do it voluntarily. Then he said, and Nabi then said, and fasting the month of Ramadan. The man said, do I have to do anything more? Nabi said, no, unless you do it voluntarily. And then Rasulullah mentioned zakat to him. And he said, do I have to give anything more? Nabi said, no, unless you do it voluntarily. The man then left saying, by Allah, I will not do any more than this or any less. Rasulullah said, he will achieve salvation, he will get najah if he is speaking the truth. And this is in, it's a Sahih Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Now please reflect, if I am a believer, then I am in Islam. This is what we think. But Allah is saying that this is not enough. We need to follow Islam completely. This is our problem today. We follow Islam selectively. We follow what we wish to follow and leave out what we don't like. Selective obedience is disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about selective obedience, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ شَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, then do you believe in a part of the book and you reject the rest? Then what is the reward of those who do so among you? Except khizyun fil hayati dunya, disgrace in the life of this world. And on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, they will be consigned to the most grievous torment, not ordinary suffering, worst of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of what you do. Just think about that. This is people who are obeying, but they are obeying selectively. So they are being given azab also selectively, the worst of the azab. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. May Allah protect us. Allahumma ajinna min azab, ajinna min annar. Selective obedience is disobedience. The root of all sin is desire. When we allow our desire to take precedence over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, we open the door for shaitan to enter and take control of our lives. We forget that there is only one place that shaitan wants to take us, and that is Jahannam. There is no other place. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection. Now, brothers and sisters, selective obedience is arrogance. It is by our actions, when we do selective obedience, that we are doing by our actions, it is by our actions to place ourselves on par with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the lawmaker. When we obey what we like, we are saying in effect, you may want me to do something, but I will decide if I want to do it or not. So even when I am doing it, that is not because you ordered it, but because I happen to like that order. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. The final stage of such slavery to desire is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا Allah said, have you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, seen him, seen the person who has taken as his ilah, as his God, his own desire? Would you then be a wakil? Would you then be an advocate over such a person? What can you say about the fate of the one for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from interceding? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. I remind you and myself that the very meaning of Islam is submission. Without submission of our will to the will of Allah, there is no Islam. Abu Muhammad Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma said, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, none of you believes until his desire follows that which I have brought. And this is Hujjah Arba'een al-Nawawiyyah in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi. None of you believes until his desire follows that which I have brought. And this is a hadith narrated by Abu Muhammad Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the great scholar, 18th century scholar, said about the meaning of this hadith, a person cannot be a mu'min whose necessary iman is complete until his love follows those commands and prohibitions with which Rasulullah ﷺ came, so that he loves what he commanded and he dislikes what he prohibited. Right? Our desire has to become submissive and subservient and obedient to the law that Rasulullah ﷺ brought. That is the completion of our iman. Until then, our iman may not even exist, or even if it exists, it is a very weak kind of iman. My brothers and sisters, the beauty of our religion is, which always strikes me, is that everything that is permitted or prohibited is something that is intrinsically good for us and has a beneficial result in this life itself. The reward in the akhirah is a bonus for the believer. But the action is in itself beneficial for anyone who practices it, whether or not that person is a Muslim. Take, for example, the prohibition of alcohol and all intoxicants and drugs, pork, gambling, interest-based banking, lying and cheating, and so on. What do you think will be the situation of someone who lives according to these principles, according to these injunctions, as his way of life, even if he's not a Muslim? The reality is that everyone likes a person who leads a clean life, is truthful, is trustworthy, not given to substance abuse, has good manners, is kind, compassionate, who's fair and just. Everyone loves such people. Such a person will be the most popular, the most influential person, and will have a lot of friends. When a Muslim lives in this way with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to worldly benefits, he will also earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the real and everlasting benefit. And Numan ibn Bashir radiallahu anhuma said that he heard Rasulullah saying, what is lawful is clear and what is unlawful is clear, and in between them are the things which are doubtful, which many people do not know. So he who guards against doubtful things keeps his religion and honor blameless. And he who indulges in doubtful things indulges in fact in the haram, in unlawful things. Just as a shepherd who pastures or grazes his animals round a sanctuary will soon graze them inside the sanctuary. Beware, every king has a sanctuary, and the things that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu declared unlawful are his sanctuary. Beware, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the body is sound. If it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. Know that it is the heart. We all know this hadith. It is a Muttafaqun Ali hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. Sahih and Muttafaqun Ali, agreed upon. Today, one of our sicknesses is fatwa shopping. The fact is that if you look long enough, if you look around long enough, and if you ask enough people, especially Google, you will find someone who will allow you to do what you want to do. But this is not the position of a believer with a pure heart who is seeking to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ruled. Such a person should seek an answer from the perspective of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the issue. Not look for a justification for an answer already decided upon by his own nafs. Therefore, the condition of the heart is the most important factor in how that answer will be sought and whether that person will indeed keep away from the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran and through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tilka hududullah fala taqrabuha kadhaika yubayyinu Allahu ayatihi linnasi la'allahum yattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the limits set by Allah. So do not go close to them. Do not only break them, don't even go near them. Thus does Allah make clear His ayats, His signs, His revelation to mankind that they may become al-muttaqoon. My brothers and sisters, it is extremely important for us to keep this in mind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared obedience to be so critical, and obedience especially to Mr. Sallam to be so critical, that he said, Fala wa rabbik. Allah is taking an oath. Allah is saying, Fala wa rabbika la yu'minuna hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainahum thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan mimma khadaita wa yusallimu taslima. But know by your Rabb, they can have no faith until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the judge in all disputes between them, and they find in themselves no resistance against your decisions, and they accept them with full submission. Please reflect. We know that thoughts and feelings are not punishable unless they are acted upon. But with respect to obeying Rasulullah sallallahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that not only must Muslims obey him and accept his rulings, but that their faith, their iman is defined by and will not exist if they even feel rebellious about any ruling made by Rasulullah sallallahu. So not only do we not have an option in obedience, but we are not even permitted to feel that this thing is wrong, that what Rasulullah decreed and what he ruled is not correct. May Allah protect us from ourselves. For those who follow and emulate Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Which means Allah said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O people, if you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow me, emulate me, and Allah will love you and forgive your sins. And Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. Now tell me, what is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving us? What is the situation of the one who Allah loves? Try to experience this. Try to think about this and say, what will be my situation if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me? Now what about those who understand the importance of the basics? Someone asked Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayh, how are you so tranquil? How are you so peaceful, so harmonious, no stress? Your face is glowing with noor. How is all this possible? Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayh said, there are four things that are clear to me. This is because four things are clear to me. Number one, I know that what Allah has written for me, nobody can take it. Number two, I know that what Allah decreed as my duty, nobody else can do it for me. Number three, I know that Allah is watching me, so I am ashamed to commit sin. And number four, I know that one day I will meet Allah, so I prepare for it. So simple, but so powerful. The secret to productivity, to focus, to success is prioritizing. The secret to productivity, focus and success is prioritizing. We all have the same number of hours, 24. But some people achieve far more in those hours than others. And that is because they prioritize their activities. That is the competitive advantage. That is the secret behind quality output, be it in this life or in the deen. Being clear about our basics helps us to prioritize our life goals, our activities and our engagements. It helps us to choose the right friends. It helps us to leverage our time and to maximize our investment in the akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to live a life that is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunana minal khasirin. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.